On.
Okay. It's July 26, 2018, and I call the regular board meeting of Roland Unified School District of Education to order. It's now 4:31. Dr. Mitchell, roll call, please.
Lynn Ebenkamp is absent. She is, has a personal obligation to attend to this evening. Angelina Pride?
Present.
David Malkin?
Present.
Donna Friedman?
Here.
Carrie Chen?
Here.
Thank you.
I have a motion to stop the agenda for the regular board meeting on Thursday, July 26.
I'll move.
Donna second. Freeman and Angelina, second. Please say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Any comment?
Public there are none. Comments? None received.
None today. Okay, good. So, okay, let's go recess to closed session. Oops. 4:32. Six now. Good evening. We return to open session at 6 o'clock. Flex salute. Vice President Donald Freeman, would you please lead us? Dr. Mitchell, Superintendent report.
If we could, I believe we need to have some report out from closed session.
Closed session, then report. Oh, okay. That's a report from closed session.
Yes, please.
All right. Okay, during the closed session, the Board of Education took following actions. The Board of Education approved the settlement agreement with employee number KH3501966, which includes resignation from employment in Unified School District on a motion by Don Freeman and a second by Angelina Pry. The vote of the board was as follows. Carrie Chen, yes. Lynn Eppingham, absent. Don Freeman, yes. David Malkin, yes. Angelina Pry, yes. And number two, the Board of Education approved the appointment of Jason Garcia to the position of K-8 principal at Oswald Academy, effective July 27, 2018. On a motion by Don Freeman and second by Angelina Pry, the vote of the board as follow. Kerry C. Chen, yes. Lynn Abraham, absent. Don Freeman, yes. David Malkin, yes. Angelina Pry, yes. And number three, the Board of Education approved the appointment of Steve Stahl to the position of elementary principal at Northam Elementary School, effective July 27, 2018, on a motion by Don Freeman and a second by Angelina Pry. The vote of board was as follows. Kerry C. Chen, yes. Lynn Ebenkamp, absent. Don Freeman, yes. David Malkin, yes. Angelina Pry, yes. And number four, Board of Education approved the appointment of Nicole Hernandez to the position of Special Education Coordinator, effective July 27, 2018. On a motion by Don Freeman and a second by Angelina Pry, the vote of the board was as follows. Kerry C. Chen, yes. Lynn Ebenkamp, absent. Don Freeman, yes. David Malkin, yes. Angelina Pry, yes.
Perfect.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Dr. Mitchell, the superintendent report.
Thank you very much. So good evening, everyone. Good evening, board. As Mr. Chen has just shared, I would like to thank all of the many employees, parents, community members that had come out to help assist and support in the interview process. Summer is filled with lots of interviews, and so we are very pleased this evening to have our candidates that the board has just approved for positions here to greet and meet with the public. So first this evening, I would like to introduce Jason Garcia as the principal of Oswald Academy. Jason?
Cabinet, Dr. Mitchell, and everyone in attendance. I just want to say I'm honored and excited to be chosen as Oswald's new principal. I look forward to meeting the students and staff and parents in the upcoming weeks. And I'm just excited just to continue the work that's going on there. It's a lot of great things happening there, and I'm here to support you any way I can. And I'll be doing a meet and greet later on in the later part of next week. I'll be sending some information out about that. You're all welcome. Just a chance for me to get to know you and you get to know me. And again, I just thank you for this opportunity, and I'm excited to get to work. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jason. And at Northam Elementary, we have Steve Stahl as the principal at Northam. Steve?
Members of the board, Superintendent Dr. Mitchell, and Cabinet, I'd like to thank you for giving me this opportunity to continue working with the Northam community. I'm committed to building relationships, and I will be with all the stakeholders, be providing guidance and support so we can accelerate student success all the way around. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, community.
As a coordinator in special education, working with our team, Nicole Hernandez.
Good evening, Board, Cabinet, and Dr. Mitchell. Thank you for this opportunity and your confidence in selecting me as the special education coordinator. I look forward to continuing our work with our education specialists and providers and providing the best outcomes for all our students in special ed. Thank you.
Thank you, Nicole. Perfect. And thank you, Mr. Bixler, for all of your work and all of the interviews that you have participated in and organized throughout the summer. I appreciate it very much. I'm proud to announce there are more awards that Roland Unified School District has received due to our innovative teaching and learning. The International Center for Leadership and Education has named Roland Unified as an innovative district for 2018. Roland was recognized for its future-focused approach and implementation of a rigorous and relevant curriculum that challenges students to think beyond the classroom to solve real-world problems. We were one of 11 honored as an innovative district throughout the nation, and we presented at the 2018 Annual Model Schools Conference in Orlando, Florida, this past June. In this month's National District Administration magazine, Roland Unified was named as a District of Distinction, one of 45 school systems or school districts in 26 states featured for innovative, exemplary programs. Roland was honored for our district-wide approach on aligning instructional initiatives, professional learning, and data-driven decision-making for improved student achievement. We're excited to invite all of our employees, and both classified and certificated, to celebrate the opening of the 2018-19 school year. Our welcome back will be held on August 7th at the Pacific Palms. So our guest speaker will be George Kuros, author of The Innovator's Mindset, and we have shared with our employees that carpooling is encouraged, and we look forward to seeing everyone there to kick off our school year. And if we can mark our calendars, the first day of school for our students for the 2018-19 school year is August 13th, and Roland Heights Day at the Fair is September 14th. And there are, I believe, a couple of flyers that are out on the table for those of you who are interested in getting your tickets for the fair, and there is a discounted rate for Roland Heights residents on September 14th. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Mitchell. The next item is written request addressed to the board. Any request?
Yes, we
all right, someone? All right. Remarks are limited to 3 minutes unless extended further or limited by the vote of the board. A maximum of 20 minutes unless extended by the board is allocated to each subject discussed. Ordinarily, board members will not respond to the presentation and no action can be taken. However, the board may give direction to staff following a presentation. Mr. Roy Humphreys.
And yes, and we video recorded the ushering out of the audience there, which, again, goes to the character of this board and district. Thank you for all the good things you do, but Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde are not acceptable in the 21st century. And failing to video record the district public meetings, and yes, Personnel Commission averages more YouTube hits than the district board. Insult and assault of the district constituents' dignity continues with the continued presence of Denise Jackman on the Bond Oversight Committee as a member is another reason why the three members of Chun, Evan Camp, and Pride should be fired via the up-and-coming elections. The quality of one's character does count. Keep thanks to the deep pockets to feed attorneys' lust. We note that two Montebello board executives were assigned damages, punitive damages, in the latest whistleblower judgment, in which the whistleblowers got $3 million of the taxpayers' money. Perhaps the district constituents will wake up and realize that the master plan for reconstruction should have been completed in 10 years instead of the 20. We will have perhaps they will have a Bastille Day at the district. You must understand that if they ever wake up and also read the FACMAT report, 2008 report, they're going to ask why. And then when it goes to the $50 million windfall for Oswald, when we talk to the new principal there, they find out about that, that will cause some eyebrows to be raised. Signs of change are that the DOJ has called for the labeling of persons who are in this country illegally as illegal aliens. Further, if you probably noticed here on Colima at near Otterbein, near the as going to the high school, that there's a plywood retaining wall, if you can believe that, and which has been in 2-foot letters by some individuals, we love USA and Mr. Trump, MAGA, Make America Great Again. It's tagging, and the county keeps taking it down, but they're keep putting it back up. And also, got just a short list of a few districts that do video record so that the constituents can see that these proceedings anytime. Beverly Hills, Los Angeles. Of course, they're kind of distant, but how about Duarte, Azusa, and Monrovia? Just a few, and I'll research some more for you. And again, that they refuse to tell the persons of the district that all these videos can be seen on my YouTube site. Just type in Roy Humphreys, Rolling Unified, and you'll see them all. Thank you.
An anonymous discussion action, and first time is 6A. I need a motion, and then the second received AB 1200 and AB 2756 from the Los Angeles County Office of Education in relation to the tentative agreement between the Rowland Unified School District and the CSEA Chapter 133 for fiscal year 2018-2019.
Second.
Donna? Angelina Pride, second. Discussion? Any questions, comments?
No.
All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next item is 6B. Can I have a motion and another second to approve the tentative agreement between Rowland Unified School District and the California School Employee Association, CSEA, Chapter 133, for the 2018-19 school year?
I make a motion.
Angelina Pride first, then Don Freeman second. Discussion, comments? All favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. 6C, can I have a motion and another second to approve 1-year memorandum of understanding with Association of the Rowland Educators related to the addition of the new column to the salary schedule?
I'll move.
Donna?
Second.
Angelina Price, second. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. 6D, and in the motion and the second to the course Korean 4 honors for our USD students in grade 9 to 12.
Did duties.
Can I make a motion?
No.
Any other second?
Second. I'll second.
Mr. Malkin, second. Discussion? Any comments? Questions? Questions?
No, no, it's okay.
Thank you.
All favor say aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Next item is 6E. Need the motion and the second approve the course Korean 5 honors for RUSD students in grade 9 12.
I'll move.
Donna, move.
I'll second.
Mr. Malkin, second. Discussion?
I just want to say that I'm so happy to see these two courses being added, the Korean course for honors, you know, 4 and 5, that with our immersion programs that we have really is going to give our students when they graduate an advantage, and when it comes to looking for jobs, being able to be multilingual like this.
Comment? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. 6F, can I have a motion and a second to approve the STEM Action Lab course for RUSD students in grade 7 to 8?
I'll move.
Don Freeman, move.
Second.
Angela Price, second. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. 6G, can I have a motion and a second to adopt 2018-2019 RUSD course catalog?
I'll move.
Donna, move.
Second.
Angelina Price, second. Discussion, comments?
I actually looked at the catalog this time. First time I've actually seen this catalog. And I love the way it's designed and the information it has for students as far as careers and things like this. That it's a guidance catalog as well as a class catalog.
Yeah.
Correct.
I think it was excellent, whoever put it together.
That's Mr. Frank Chang.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
yeah,
excellent.
I liked it too. Yeah. Yeah, it's 60 pages. Yeah. I downloaded it for future reading.
Yes. Very good. It's a very good catalog and guidance. It guides the student on which way to go and what classes to pick.
Yeah. Thank you, Frank.
I want to say something, too.
Donna?
Yeah, I thought it was outstanding. Not only was it, you know, very detailed-oriented, but I really liked the idea of what jobs the kids could go by taking those classes, that it showed, you know, what jobs that they could take in the future, and I thought it was great reading. I really enjoyed it. Thank you, outstanding. I really liked it a lot.
Good. Any more questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. 6H, in the motion and the second to approve the new job description of director, district outreach and community relations to support growth of the programs and the resources of our students.
I'll move. Second.
General Price, second. Comment.
I just want to say that I'm very excited about this position. As we've been hearing over the last few years, Roland has received lots of accolades. And we've developed a lot of exciting and innovative programs, and we need to get the word out. I think that Gina does a great job of, you know, letting people know about our program, but Gina's one person. So I think that having this position to have somebody who can be at all the community functions and to let even more people know about our district is going to be fantastic.
Yeah, I would echo the same, and also that, you know, public education is no longer something that you just put together and students come. Mm-hmm. You have to market it nowadays. There's so many options out there for the community, and like Ms. Price said, we've achieved so many accolades, you know, in our district in the past couple of years, and we need to market that in order to show what outstanding district we have here so we can get our census back up to what it should be.
Donna?
And I'd like to agree with both the other board members because we really, I'm hoping that this position will be doing branding, which I believe they will, and advertise that we're doing wonderful things. We need more cheerleaders, and this would be it. And I feel like when I go see our schools, we're doing amazing things, and we can go out and tell the whole world. So I'm excited about it also.
Yeah, running a district is like running a big corporation. We have competitors, we have customers, and whereas we need to stop losing kids to other districts, and we need to attract more customers from other districts. So This is a good way to do, and we put ad on, put on the movie theater and put it on newspapers, like any corporations. So we spend a lot of money for advertising itself. So that's good. Any more questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. 6I, I need a motion and a second to rectify the memorandum of understanding between Mount SAC Consortium of for Adult Education and Rural Unified School District for the period of July 1st, 2018, June 30th, 2023.
I'll move.
Donna, move.
I'll second.
Mr. Melkin, second. Discussion? All favorite, say aye.
Aye.
Recuse.
As a member of this consortium, I have to recuse myself from this vote.
Agenda Power recused. Opposed? Motion carries. Zero, yeah, three yes, and one recused, and one absent. Say, in the motion and the second to approve the providing written notice, the La Pointe Valley Regional Occupation Program to discontinue participation and voluntarily withdraw the effective for 2019-2020 school year as required by the joint agreement. Donna, move.
I'll second.
And Gina, 5 seconds. Discussion?
I just want to say that this one is a very hard one. Personally, professionally, and as my position on the board, the ROP has really served our students well for many, many years. Unfortunately, so many things have changed in funding, and with the opportunities that the individual school districts have to provide these programs, that it is making it more difficult for several ROPs to continue on. But I do want to just acknowledge that this was a program that I really had a soft place for in my heart because I worked with them for years in various capacities. And I hate to see it go, but I understand that it has to happen.
Donna?
I know for the first time I was going to say I sadly move. I don't know if you're allowed to do that, but I felt really bad because ROP has done so much, and it's hard that it will be their last year, but it's like Angie said, there's nothing we can do, and there's now the districts will take over after June, I guess. ROP will be done. And that's it.
Any more comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. 6K, kind of a motion, and then a second to receive the second reading and approve the new board policy 5111.1 district residency. Donna, move.
Second.
And Jennifer Price, second. Discussion? Those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Item 6L, and in the motion, and the second to receive the second reading and approve the revised board policy 5123, promotion, acceleration, retention. Donna, move.
Second.
Angelina Price, second. And discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. 6M, this item is received for the first reading and review board policy 1240, volunteer assistant. Any questions, discussion? It's not a voting item. Okay, let's move to 7A. I need a motion and a second to approve the expulsion of student number 17-18-14 from all schools and programs of Roland Unified School District effective July 27, 2018 with referral to a county or alternative school outside of the district for placement in an educational program.
I'll move.
Don Freeman?
Second.
And Jim Price, second. Discussion, any questions? In favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, let's move to consent calendar. Next is the consent calendar. We will approve all of the items consent with the exception of any items pulled for a separate discussion and action. I need a motion. Donna, move.
Second.
Angelina Pry, second. Discussion. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Conference session. Board member comments. Lynn is not here, so.
I'm first.
Yeah, first is Angelina.
Mine will be very short and sweet today. I just want to say that I hope all of you had a great summer, and I wish all of you a wonderful school year, better than last year and better than the year before and better than the year before that. Just keep getting better. So, and I hope you all have some rest over the summer. So I'll see you all at the welcome back.
Mr. Melkin?
You yield your extra time to me. I
I do not. Yeah.
First of all, went and saw The Lion King that the Summer Arts Academy put on. And, yes, it was great. I mean, the props, the students, and the number of students that were in that performance, it was phenomenal. I mean, it was a large group performing, and the teachers, from the little kids all the way up, how they guided them and, you know, directed them was just phenomenal. It really was a great performance. I was happy to see. The other thing is I want to congratulate Desiree Cervantes. She was named a Hamilton Scholar, and for those of you here, winners of the Alexander Hamilton Award are high-achieving, service-oriented high school juniors who embody the Hamilton principles of character and leadership through service. And each year, 35 to 40 high school juniors nationally are selected. So that's really an honor to be selected for this. So congratulations to her for that. The other thing is Dr. Mitchell mentioned the LA County Fair and the Big Yellow Bus program that supports taking students down to the fair. And thank you to Gina Ward for applying for our Title I schools, that there's a cost to transporting students, and five of our Title I schools, because of a grant request that was submitted, were approved to be transported down there under the grant, so we won't have to pay for those. The grant will provide two buses to each of those five schools that are Title I schools, Roland Elementary, Hurley, Yorbita, Villacorta, and Jellick. But we'll still need to raise money under the Big Yellow Bus program to get those other Title I schools that weren't mentioned, and also the other schools in the district that would like to attend. And then there's been a sheet that was developed. I'm not too sure who developed this sheet.
Gina Ward.
Oh, Gina Ward, okay. I see her sitting there. We need to put this out all over the community, and including the newspapers. This is a little summary of the great accomplishments that's been achieved by the district. And these are not just simple accomplishments. These are really significant accomplishments that our district has achieved. And it's really a nice little summary that puts it all together. So when I want to brag about the district, I can just show them this.
And just so that the board is aware, that is going in every mailer that that RACE sends out. So it's to over 40,000 residents.
Oh, fantastic. And then finally, you know, when we had a short board meeting today, but there was many things that were on the consent calendar. And a lot of the things that's on the consent calendar, which probably a lot of people, I would say, they read the discussion items but not the consent items. And those consent items are the ones that enable us to get these awards a lot of times. And it includes everything from contracts with different universities to paving the parking lot at Hurley. Thank you for that. And, you know, fixing up the schools, putting projectors in at Roland High School so the teachers can have projectors to teach. And it just goes on and on, putting new paving project for Telesis for the playground. These are all consent items that we don't discuss openly, but enables us to achieve these awards of distinction. So to administrative services, thank you. And for the cabinet, does the leadership for all this, a big thank you for that too. And that's it.
Donna?
Okay, I know it's summer, but I can't be short. I'll try, 2 minutes. First, I want to welcome Jason, Steve, and Nicole. I'm so happy they got those positions. And some places I have been since the last board meeting would be Roland Elementary School. Jason Garcia was the principal for the summer school, and he took Miriam and myself all around the campus. The Summer Arts Academy, over 130 students were enrolled, and we saw them practicing for the Lion King play. One girl's voice gave me goosebumps, and I thought I was at the real play with adults because the students were so good and it was only practice. So I knew it was going to turn out wonderful. Robotics and the debate. The students do half the time at each program during summer school. One robotics class was for second year students. I didn't understand anything about coding or what they were talking about, but the students did. At Jellick Elementary, there was great language arts lessons. One teacher had her students walk around the campus looking for nouns and then wrote them down in a whole group in the classroom when they were done. They will have a new drop-off with two lanes and a crossing guard when school starts, which is outstanding. Hollingworth Elementary, Heidi West took Miriam and myself all around the classes in session, and the newcomers' classes were excellent. At Northern Elementary, students were being challenged, and they seemed to enjoy summer school. I saw many projects in the classrooms. Oswald Academy and Ibarra Academy, robotics class was outstanding. Students explained to me what they were doing, but again, I had no idea what they were saying, but the best part is they did. They learned so much. Mr. Brown has a great way of teaching. This is an ROP class. And the Lion King play. Summer Arts Academy is amazing. Students did an excellent job. I didn't want it to be over. It was so enjoyable. Great talent. They learned this in just 14 days. The students and teachers did a phenomenal job. Oh, and there was outstanding artwork by students everywhere. It was very impressive. And lastly, Santana Summer School graduation. Very special seeing these students graduate. So very proud of all of them. It was a very nice ceremony. 23 graduates, 18 were present receiving their diploma. And Matt, I was standing next to Maddie, and we took turns, and we each said, we're very proud of you. And that made me feel so good. It was just a special time. Hope you enjoy your rest of your days off, and can't wait for the school to begin. Thank you.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, please.
I apologize. I just also wanted to thank the Roland Heights Community Coordinating Council for putting on a great community barbecue. It was fun. There was a lot of people there. The weather was great. Met some new people, saw some people we hadn't seen in a while. So I do want to recognize them for reaching out to our community. And we did have our information there available as well, and several board members there as well.
I'd like to congratulate and welcome Jason, Steve, and Nicole for their new assignment. And also I want to thank Dr. Mitchell and your cabinet working super hard summer for the past few weeks and get a lot of things done, including hiring, putting on the new positions. And also I'd like to see you promote within this district, so that will has good, and so the people, employees in the district will keep a good morale. They're working hard; they can promote it. Yeah. So, right, everybody has a good summer, and thank you, Gina, for your good job.
All right. So we don't need to return to closed session. No. So we need a motion to adjourn the meeting. All right, Benjamin, okay, down a second. All people say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, motion. 633.
All right. America! Whoa, Andy.